The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones. Take the children
and Dr. Cynthia McKinney is in Bangladesh, India. Robert David Steele joins us from the United States. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Look, we're living in a very epic time right now. And all I know is the globalists are anti-human eugenicists. They're creating a science of control. In their own words, they're targeting everybody. And the only way we beat them is coming together. But that means coming together with ideas that are outside their box and outside their system. And that's what it comes down to. I'll start with this. Big mega banks shouldn't be tax exempt, and we shouldn't have to pay for the derivatives, and they shouldn't be able to hold us hostage, threatening to implode the world economy. And Dr. McKinney, we saw this in 2007 and 8. They admit it's much bigger and worse now. They're intending to hold us hostage again, and then probably again in another decade, to bring in total tyranny and to bring in their corporate world government. How do we stop that, or do you agree that that's one of the big threats?
Oh, I absolutely agree that that's a big threat. And, there are some groups that have organized now that have average, ordinary folks running for Congress. There's a group that's trying to break the hold of the Democratic Party from the black vote and get black voters to think more independently and, of course, more critically. And that's desperately needed. But I can guarantee you that if we fail to come together, that the situation is dire for the United States and for the future of our country. Therefore, that is why I've been invited to go to the GOP convention and the Democratic Party convention on the outside, not on the inside. And the invitation came from people on the left who now get it, that we have got to talk to people on the quote-unquote right, because, as I've said, the left and the right have come together and need to come together.
And that's why they're trying to cause a faux fight at the grassroots to get everybody at each other's throats. I mean, do you agree with Steele, he's talking about this after you're gone, that they are trying to start a sex war, a race war, light, just to create more fear?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that I think that's what this rioting at the Trump campaign events is all about. And it's not. And as I say, I don't want to marginalize in any way people who have a legitimate grievance. But those are not the people who are throwing things and beating and bashing in windows and things like that. I absolutely see the possibility of a color revolution coming home in the United States.
Undoubtedly, that's what the globalists are trying. When we come back, I'm going to talk about who the players are, how we stop them, with Robert David Steele, former of the CIA case officer on the ground, so a real former CIA guy. It's so giant now, all these agencies and analysts and all the rest of it, and every blue blood, you know, their son or daughter has a CIA badge now, and they're just everywhere running around like they're the new royalty. Truly sickening. So we're going to be breaking all that down with a real former CIA guy, Robert David Steele, straight ahead, robertdavidsteele.com, Cynthia McKinney, allthingscynthiamckinney.com. Dr. McKinney, if you're ever coming through Texas or whatever, we'd love to have you in studio. Thank you for your tireless work defending free humanity.
Thank you, Alex. Bye, Robert.
Bye,
Cynthia.
Love you.
Okay.
She's a great lady. We're going to go to break. Dave, we're going to break in 30 seconds. What do you want to hit first when we come back?
Oh, I want to outline seven paths to victory. Trump wasn't expecting to get this far.
So you really think he wasn't expecting to get this far? What was the point of running, just to bring these issues up?
Hey, he's just like Steve Forbes. I mean, exactly. He wanted a little status, and the Republican Party self-destructed, and God bless them, because Donald Trump is our last chance.
Seems like all the insiders and experts are saying that. Explain to us why he's the last chance. We come back in 3 minutes. Robert David Steele is our guest. Find out about his group of amazing websites. That's just by going to his main site. We'll be back. Stay with us.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I will be back this Sunday live in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I've been on air 21 years, been syndicated for 19. I started the Sunday show about 9 years ago because a lot of stations thought I was too radical. They knew that we got listeners and ratings and the rest of it. But if they would pick up the Sunday show, they would find out that it wasn't as radical as they thought, that the listeners would resonate with it. And then the pattern almost always went this way. Then I'd be put on taped at night. And then finally, live during the day. Now, as AM and FM declines because of competition with the internet, it's more important than ever that we be on AM and FM affiliates, because that's where you can still reach some giant audiences, and that we not just be on internet only, where they can come in and try to censor us. We need to be multi-platformed. And there's so many ways they're trying to censor us and shut us down. I don't sit here and whine about it. I try to get around it. I try to move over it. I try to adapt, improvise, whatever. I guess Steele's a former Marine. He gets that. But this is the time to realize everything you do is counting now. It's a quickening, an acceleration, a political singularity we're moving towards, whether that's going to happen as a complete singularity or approach something similar to it. Time is being compacted. The elites know this. Most of them are digging into armored redoubts. Most billionaires I talk to are freaked out and scared, but are bullied by a group above them, the super elite. And Steele talks a lot about that. Not everybody that's rich is your enemy. Not everybody that's in a leftist group's your enemy. Not every cop's your enemy. Most people just want to live in a free country, in a free world, and care about their kids. The problem is there's some really bad actors that, to run the world, have to sabotage normal human activity and really create dysfunction to rule chaos. So do we want a chaos-based world economy or a true collaborative economy based on Renaissance? That's my view. We'll get Steele's overall view on where we are, how we change things, how powerful ideas are. But listen, realize your ideas have power. Your choices in the marketplace and politically and everything have huge effects. And the system wants to try to disenfranchise you because you do have power. Because they are stealing elections is why we should be voting. To get in, to be involved, to expose what's happening. They told Trump, that we're going to our guest, shut up and stop complaining. It's always been this way. No, they haven't always tried to use their crooked rules unless there's an emergency. So Trump running forced them to try to steal the election, forced them to try this scam, and now it's out in the open, blowing up in their face. Resistance is victory. Because there's corruption, we don't just roll over in the ditch and give up. Exposing it is what will bring it down in my historical view. That's why it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars.com, the articles, the videos, to sign up for our free newsletter and email so we can stay in contact with you as censorship intensifies, InfoWars.com/newsletter. It's why you should value all the different diverse ideas that are out there and promote them on Facebook and Twitter. As they try to censor more, that shows we have power. You've got to intensify what you're doing, not go, oh, they're censoring me, I'm going to shut up. No, fight that much harder because we're hurting them. Now, Steele, I'm ranting. I want to just set the table there for taking action against tyranny. How do we do that? What is your worldview of the competing ideas, and what are the seven key points you keep making to Trump?
Well, I keep trying to get them to Trump, but very candidly, I don't think his campaign staff reads their emails or answers the phone. He has a very shallow staff, and he deeply, desperately needs to fix that. Our first priority should be to keep Trump from being assassinated. And he does that by weaving a truth and reconciliation theme and a total quit claim for all of the evil that's been done in the past. Just get out of our way. Let us restore integrity to our electoral system. I've published two white papers on Amazon, Democracy Riots, We're All Black Now, Deal With It, and Revolution, How Trump Can Win, and are 99-cent white papers. They're also free online at my website. Now, seven specific things that Trump can do in less than 1 minute. One, get Governor Abbott and Mike Levin, the radio show host, to run a virtual constitutional convention in Texas. Two, run an unemployment workshop in New York City that shames the banks and corporations and makes it clear the real unemployment rate is 23%.
You're right. He should lay out how globalism screws people, not just say China's screwing us.
Well, let me point out that under the Clintons, as well as Dick Cheney and now Barack Obama, we have not only put more black people in jail because of Bill Clinton's legislation and the Prison Act, but we have also exported more jobs because of NAFTA and other things that Clinton put in place for Rubin and Wall Street.
Well, Hillary Clinton called black people basically feral animals that need to be made to heal. I don't get why if you're known racist and your mentor was a grand dragon, why you get to say black people are animals or whatever. I mean, I don't know why she gets to say that.
I'm quite sure she thinks they don't read or watch TV either. Look, that woman is evil, and my Secret Service buddies have so much dirt on her.
Let's get into that before we get into your seven-point plan. I'm sorry, that's important.
Say that again?
Talk about your Secret Service news. I mean, I know that's in your talking points.
Well, look, Hillary Clinton has had a number of overnight guests, and my Secret Service pals who are very angry at her because she treats people that serve her like dirt. I've never heard my buddies talk worse about anyone. She is evil and rude and mean and selfish, and I think she's a thief. So bottom line is, I don't think people really understand just how easy it is gonna be for Donald Trump to smash Hillary Clinton when he gets to his
age. Let's elaborate on that. I mean, you're saying, your sources are saying this is going to be leaked once she's the nominee?
I think so, yes.
Well, that's bombshell. But here's the problem. Levin has been basically totally pulled over to be totally anti-Trump. But I hear that would be a good idea if, I mean, I wish they would listen to you, but nobody's bold to actually.
That's exactly right. I mean, Trump is his own best advisor. Unfortunately, the people around Trump lack imagination, and they lack the ability to think outside the box. So the 7 points that I published in Counterpunch in an article on 14 August 2015, it was called Countercoup, How Donald Trump Can Win, I've updated these points. Now, here's the bottom line. Bernie Sanders is a fraud. Bernie has cut a deal with the devil. He's already conceded to Hillary Clinton. He's already making plans to turn over his mailing list to Hillary Clinton. He's bought and paid for. But Donald Trump has the power to work with the Tea Party representatives in the House and to make the deal with Bernie Sanders and work with Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich to have an electoral reform summit and introduce the Electoral Reform Act. And
again, you said this almost a year ago in August, you know, 9 months ago. It's all coming true now. You said he could win even back then when people thought it was a joke.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've told him and others have, you need to go reach out to Ron Paul. You need to get him to come out and just endorse monetary reform, audit the Fed, not even your candidacy, but to endorse electoral reform showing the election fraud.
Part of the problem is that Trump has not figured out how to unify everybody. For example, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich are two of my favorite people, along with Dr. McKinney, and they have a very special nonpartisan relationship. If he were to get them and Jesse Ventura and Jill Stein and a few others into an electoral reform summit, he would not only expose the two-party tyranny, and he would also, frankly, shame Bernie Sanders, because point 12 in the Electoral Reform Act is an end to all superdelegates.
Sure, and wouldn't that show that he's a true bona fide populist and that he wants a coalition to bring in all these people and have a big meeting with them on TV?
Trump has integrity right now. He lacks imagination among his staff. If he were to force through the Electoral Reform Act, that would allow 20 to 30 seats being vacated on the Hill to be occupied by Constitution, Libertarian, Green, Independent, even working families. The trade-off for the Republicans is they have to open the tent to the Constitution and Libertarians, who really feel like the Grand Old Party has been betrayed. I mean, I'm a Reagan Republican.
Exactly. The Republican leadership says we'd rather have Hillary than let the Libertarians come in and even have a seat. But doesn't this just herald the end of the one-party, two-head monopoly? I mean, I can sense and smell they're on their last legs. I mean, I really think
it does, but let's not waste this election. Let's not waste this election. What we have to do is we have to reach Trump, get him to expand his staff. For instance, Russ Vernet is Ross Perot's campaign manager. Trump should have Russ working on the independents right now as we speak. Trump should already be managing, and here are my other 3 points, a Latino Truth and Reconciliation event in Florida, a national conversation about a fantasy cabinet, the way we do fantasy football, get the public engaged, a national conversation.
Make it all about the type of government he's got, because he has given some details, but yeah, make it all about a big display, a concept deal about the great city we're going to build.
Yes, and Ben and Jerry should be recruited by Trump to run a national conversation on creating a balanced budget. And last but not least, we should eliminate all taxes. We should have an automated payment transaction tax, which is a tiny little tax on every transaction, especially transactions that are not taxed now, such as currency and stock transactions.
Tax the bankers.
Edgar Feige is still alive. He should be an advisor to Trump.
Well, instead, we have the mega banks financing a fake social revolution and more taxes. We got to explain to the people, the working folks, Kennedy cut taxes by 50% and tax receipts doubled in 1 year. They just don't get it. They just don't understand that the mega banks already ran off with the golden goose. They want to kill the ladder into prosperity.
Look, we're going crazy. We're going insane as a nation. I'm looking at the suicide rates going up. I'm looking at the actual unemployment rate.
That's my next question. Why do people seem like they're going so crazy?
I think it's called cognitive dissonance. I wrote my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution, and the most popular graphic at phibetaiota.net is the graphic that shows all of the preconditions of revolution that exist in the United States today. The two biggest ones are concentration of wealth and the loss of legitimacy of the government.
And every historical graph that you've got on your site, but other ones as well, show we are just ripe for war, disaster. I'm not trying to be a fearmonger, but, I mean, are we not entering that area?
You're absolutely right. And frankly, Donald Trump, if he were to expand his perception, if he were to expand and take these seven ideas for action, he's probably our last chance for a nonviolent revolution that restores integrity to how we govern the United States of America.
PhiBetaIota.net. is one of his websites, RobertDavidSteele.com. It's easy to remember. You get to 5betaiota.net from there. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Wow, we have got to have Mr. Steele back up in the near future, and I promise we will. Thank you, Mr. Steele. Amazing. Rob Dew from California, straight ahead, then Peter Schiff.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Read our customer reviews and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We'll be right back.
remember being in the eighth grade wearing a Megadeth rock t-shirt for Peace Sells with the UN building and nuclear war on it, with a guy wearing a CIA badge with a skull. And if you had told me back then that I'd be with a syndicated radio show on something called the Internet with reporters in San Francisco Skyping in worldwide with millions of viewers and listeners, I'd tell you you were crazy. Now I'm 42, and we're in the year 2016, and Rob Dew is in, well, the place that Mark Twain said the coldest winter ever spent was the summer in San Francisco. And viral videos. I'm up this morning watching Fox News on the elliptical, and I see all this footage of people being beaten, cars running over people. And I'm thinking, man, Rob Dew and them are supposed to be out there. Hope they're safe. And then I didn't realize it was our footage because the media cropped it and didn't give us credit. But whatever. He's now in San Francisco. He just got off a plane. He's out there with the demonstrators. I guess they haven't attacked you yet. This looks like a more liberal group than the folks with the Mexican flags. What have you witnessed last night and today, Rob Dew?
Rob Dew reporting live from San Francisco, just outside the Hyatt Regency, near the airport. And what we have right now, it seems the demonstrators have segregated themselves. You have the social justice warrior, Black Lives Matter crowd, and then just beyond, over this way, you have the pro-Mexican, anti-United States crowd. So they've mixed themselves up. We've got more girls baring their chests here for equality, so maybe we'll go over and get a little shot of that. But you can see they blocked, Alex, both sides of the entrance into the Hyatt Regency. And this seems to be their modus operandi, to stop any bastion of free speech. And I was just approached by a couple guys wearing green handkerchiefs that they keep putting over their face. And talking about, oh, the juice boxes are going to get us. Oh, the vaccines are going to get us. Hey, man, I said, take your flu shot. Drink out of the juice box.
No, I saw you during the break. Two guys, probably like 22, yeah. Looked like they're about 14. Yeah. And they walked over and were laughing. Yeah, there's no chemicals in the food and the water. The cancer isn't exploding. It's all funny. I'm surprised they didn't call us racist, Rob.
They did not call us racist. They called us kooks and crazy people. I got a little bit of that yesterday, and I love it. I've been putting all these videos. We still haven't put up all the videos we shot yesterday, Alex. There just hasn't been enough time.
Well, dude, your Skype was crystal clear before we put you on air, and now it's degraded. We might have to reconnect briefly, but we've got Peter Schiff joining us to get into the economy in the next segment. But hopefully just upload a video. You know, you walk around and talk to these ding-dongs, and then upload that so folks can see that on the nightly news tonight. But what are you expecting this evening?
Well, I have no idea. I did not expect what happened last night to happen. It started off, we interviewed on the nightly news. We didn't see any protesters. After we got done with that, they started showing up, but the cops placed a barrier in between the protesters and the Trump supporters. But then after it got dark, that's when it got crazy. As people were trying to leave, there were people spinning out in the road. You can see some of the video. That was probably the most dangerous part right there, when people were blocking streets and people were spinning out in the midst of people. Very dangerous, what was going on. They started spray-painting signs. They spray-painted a car. We got a guy, he got beat up. Josh got that on tape. I got the footage afterwards. He got blood all over his face. He was wearing a Donald Trump shirt, and he was just trying to leave the event. So, I memed that out this morning. I guess this is what they mean by love Trump's tape, you know, because as far as I know, the guy wasn't doing anything. He was just trying to leave the event after it was over. And so I guess that was the cue for the thugs out there to, you know, give
them. But imagine if you're in your car and there's hundreds of people trying to drag you out of it, and there's a guy trying to run people over with a car. I'm surprised nobody got shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just telling you, he's trying to drag me out of my car. You're going to have a little Dirty Harry experience. I mean, I'm just telling you.
And, you know, the protesters, so I got a shot earlier. This guy popped up out of his sunroof, had a Trump shirt on, and people were surrounding him, screaming at him. And then he got back in, and then Josh got it later, where they were spray painting the car, beating on the car, terrorizing the girl who was driving.
For free speech.
Exactly. They were like, we're peaceful, we're peaceful, as they're beating on cars and spray painting things and vandalizing. They were vandalizing the signs. They broke the windows out of a police car, slashed tires of another one. So I did not expect it to go that far, and it just happened. It seemed to happen magically, like it was.
Well, listen, I could tell there's going to be some Triggly Puffs in that crowd. There's some new superstars we need to talk to. The ding dongs that make fun of us about vaccines. We need to go, because they just worship the government. They worship the state. These are the most gullible, dumb. I mean, they hate cops, the lowest level of the government, but they love the big multinationals as their mommy and their daddy. It's crazy. Other points, dude?
Well, I do want to point out, in the Facebook group yesterday, they did say they were going to shut down the road, and they did end up doing that. I didn't think that was going to happen. Now, I was reading some of the comments on this post. They were talking about bringing tomatoes, and they've already shut down the road here, it seems, for at least the time being. But if you turn around, you can see the cops have also blocked off the entrance into this area. They're allowing pedestrian traffic.
Well, dude, be safe tonight. We're going to be following it at InfoWars.com and obviously throughout the weekend. We've got a guest coming up, but continue, my friend. And come on in the next hour if you want, when David Icehouse, if you'd like to have me. Good job. Really great job, guys.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
First of all, I want to say, take the 12 attitude, super male, brain force, plastic art, silver bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So, and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed to your...
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I was thinking about something this morning. I don't think a term I've heard anybody use, but I'm sure it has been used. There's not much new under heaven and earth, is there? But that the mainstream media is committing suicide. 2 weeks ago, the Associated Press did a national scientific poll and found that 6% of people trust the mainstream media. Alternative media has got a trust rate of higher than 70, 80%. We have one higher than that. And I'm not even so sure people should trust that. I don't think people can trust us. We try our best to tell the truth. We're not perfect. But so many other big corporations and establishment groups are now posing as independent groups as well. So it's definitely an information war. But think about how passe this broadcast has gotten in many ways. World government, megabanks tax exempt, globalism, the Pope calling for planetary government, all over the country they're saying women being women is now hurtful to women that don't consider themselves women. University of Washington is trying to ban advertisements saying, you know, join the cheerleaders and here's how we want you to dress and look sexy, you know, look feminine. There's an all-out attack on reality, and now we learn Obamacare is going to go up again, the Associated Press reports. Meanwhile, Bloomberg columnist compares Trump nationalism to Nazi rhetoric. The EU, you know, was coming out. Obama and others saying, you know, it's like Hitler not staying in the EU. The EU was a Nazi scheme. It's just crazy. We're going to our guest, Peter Schiff of Europac.com, to get into the economy. Boy, I tell you, it is all breaking loose now. So serious, but how serious is it? But I just want to ask him separately, as Ron Paul's former top advisor on the economy and things like that, what he thinks of the state of the world, politics. 500 people go out and run cars through people and bash people's heads in and attack the police, and CNN says it's Trump's fault. I mean, it's getting crazy. Just the bizarreness of the mainstream media. I mean, they're out of bullets. Nobody believes them, but they still sit there and try to invert reality. We're going to be talking to Peter Schiff here in just a moment. First off, in this uncertain world, with the globalists digging in and getting storable food and armored vehicles and, you know, running around and preparing for collapse, I hope that doesn't happen. But I know we're sitting on top of the biggest bubble the world's ever seen. Schiff talks about that forever. Ron Paul, you know, now Trump is. I personally am getting ready. Now, I don't even have a gold sponsor right now. I think people should get gold and silver. I'm on the end now that it's going to be going up. It's been going up, but I just, historically what's coming, paper money's going to be dead, and there's this psyop out there, you know, that oh, no, gold and silver are going to go down. They're only going up, in my view. But I'm now digressing off another subject. Something everybody really, really needs is storable food. And I've gone out and found the very best company, My Patriot Supply. We have their whole spectrum of food updated weekly at InfoWarsStore.com. We're allowed to offer you the lowest price out there without a distributor deal. They're one of the biggest in the country, very respected. But I got a special contract by private labeling it where I'm allowed to go 30 to 40% below the regular retail. That's still a great deal. But I can only do it a few times a year. This is one of those deals. And it's making supplies go so low because people are buying a lot of it that we're going to have to stop very quickly because we don't want to make people wait weeks to get their food. We have delivery within a week right now. It's been freshly produced and made, super high quality, 30 to 40% off. InfoWarsSelect.com, select super high quality, very, very low prices. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If you haven't gotten storable foods, water filtration, firearms, a survival plan, friends and family you can count on, gold and silver, whatever the case may be, I think you're crazy. That's me personally, because we've been trying to stave off this global collapse for a long time, but you look at it, it is getting more and more evident that it is a probability, not a possibility. Now, that's my view. InfoWarsStore.com. It's also more important than ever to be healthy. And InfoWarsLife.com is our line of nutraceuticals. Supermel Vitality is about to sell out. Anthroplex is back in stock. You can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more and 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. DNA Force is back in stock and so much more. Secret 12 is such a popular product, the highest quality organic sublingual B12 out there that's so absorbable. Big studies out about depression, schizophrenia, autism, you name it, from vitamin B12 deficiency because of gut flora problems, not allowing its breakdown and upload. That's why it's so important to get it by injection or under the tongue. Well, we don't sell it by the injection, obviously. That's prescription, but this is the same stuff that is in the prescription injections, and it's the organic type. It's got a 4.7 stars, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Okay. Now, shifting gears back into the economy, and our guest, who joins us with updates every few weeks, we appreciate that, Europac.com, Peter Schiff, Euro-Pacific Capital, billions under management, predicted the 2008 crises and so much more. He's been predicting that QE Unlimited would work. He's been predicting much of what's now happened, and I've got a bunch of economic news. After he starts breaking it down, I'm going to go over here today, but here are some of the headlines. Simply the worst. Obama is the first president ever to not see a single year of 3% GDP growth. Very, very interesting to see that happening. We've got other reports here. White House struggles to explain weak economy as Obama boasts of job growth. U.S. economy expands to 0.5, pace weakest in 2 years. Let me just first ask Peter Schiff this. Peter, we know that a lot of experts use old government accounting numbers that still weren't perfect, but like John Williams and others, and they crunch things. I know you do this yourself. Obviously, these are cooked numbers. So looking at this, what's the real state of the economy after 7.5 years of Obama? And then obviously, they're admitting now the world economy is in deep crisis. Where are we going after that?
Well, the economy is a complete disaster. It's actually a lot worse than what people think, because the only way they're able to manufacture the growth rates that we have is by pretending there's no inflation. For example, the first quarter where they just told us that we got 0.5%, 0.5 GDP growth. And by the way, the Atlanta Fed just forecasted, or not the Atlanta, the New York Fed is now forecasting 0.8% for the second quarter. So not even a bounce back. But the government told us that inflation in the first quarter was just 0.7% on an annualized basis. Now, for the fourth quarter of last year, they told us that inflation was 0.9. So theoretically, they're saying inflation went down. Oil prices were up 3.5% in the first quarter. Rents were way up. In fact, year over year, rents are up 8%. All the prices are going up, and the government is claiming that inflation is practically non-existent. Yet, even with non-existent inflation, the best they can do is 0.5% GDP growth. We are in a recession. Whether the government wants to acknowledge it or not, this is a recession. Nothing that Obama did work. He inherited a mess, I agree, but he is going to leave his successor with an even bigger mess. The economy is in worse shape. The Fed made it worse. And I think, yeah, they're going to be doing QE4. They're going to be cutting rates. They might be going negative. The only question is, will they do it before the election or after? Because if they go before the election, then they have to acknowledge how weak the economy is. And that undermines the message that Hillary is going to be running on. And it hurts the credibility of Obama, who's going around the world taking credit for saving everybody.
Here's my concern, correct me if I'm wrong, but haven't they just accelerated the same policies that Bush had, who just continued the Clinton policies that set up this current scam we're under? A, and then B, Peter, my concern is they say massive tax increases on middle class for the next banker bailout. They've only expanded derivatives. So my concern is about what they're going to do to respond to this.
Yeah, all Obama did was double down or triple down on the same failed policies that brought us the 08 crisis, which is why this one is better. It's going to be bigger, but nobody is prepared for it. Look, gold was at a new high for the year today. It almost hit 1,300. Silver made a new high for the year. Gold stocks were at a new high. You know, the average gold stock has doubled in price in the last 3 months. Some have tripled, some have quadrupled.
Sure, what about the lawsuit that Zero Hedge is reporting on now, where they're basically admitting that gold has been manipulated?
Well, who cares if it's been manipulated? It's going to go up. They can't stop it.
No, but that's my point. It proves it's going to go up if they've been naked shorting it all along.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, but a lot of the shorting has been because they don't understand what's going to happen. The typical hedge fund is blowing up right now. All the big money on Wall Street has been betting wrong for years. Those bad bets are blowing up. Right now, it's like a deer in a headline moment for them. The dollar index just hit a new low for the year. We are heading for a dollar crisis. Gold prices are going to explode. I've been telling your audience this for months and months. I've been coming on the show. People need to do something.
I'm not sure, but it just seems like common sense that there's massive inflation in currencies everywhere, and then gold's always been pegged as a backup currency. It's going to go up. They artificially drove it down, but like a beach ball, you can't hold it at the bottom of the pool forever.
The Chinese yuan just had its biggest up day yesterday since 2005 against the dollar. And the hedge funds are short the yuan. They are all positioned for the exact wrong outcome. There's still a window of opportunity. I mean, it's getting smaller and smaller.
Sure.
Because
the dollar is going down every day. Where do you think gold will be on December 15th?
Excuse me?
You know, it tends to every year have its peak in the fall and winter. I mean, how do you think it'll get this year?
Look, I think gold's going a lot higher. I mean, once we get through 1,300, we're knocking on the door. I think we can move up to 1,500, again, relatively soon. And if the Fed acknowledges the weakness in the economy that they're still denying, when the Fed came out with their statement a couple of days ago, they didn't raise rates, but they're still pretending that the economy is strong enough that a rate hike is coming.
Sure. Well, you and Dent had your friendly debate here, but it got a little bit heated. And I think he's a smart guy, made a lot of predictions like you have. And I get his demographic cliff, but I agree with you. The fact that there's limited amounts of gold and that everybody values it around the world, the Chinese and institutions are getting it, that's why it is going to go up. Scarcity means more value. Yeah. And Dent, I don't see that Dent, there's a dead cat bounce now, how long it's been going up.
Yeah, Dent is dead wrong on this. I mean, he's basically siding with Goldman Sachs and the mainstream on Wall Street. He believes in the dollar. He believes in the Fed. He thinks gold's going down. Put all your money in U.S. dollars. Buy U.S. treasuries. He couldn't be more wrong. Hopefully he will, acknowledge his mistake. I remember when he was on the phone on the show with me, I forget what price point he said that he would turn around and get bullish on gold if it got above 1400 or 1450. I forget where that was.
Yeah, he said that.
But we're going to be there soon. So maybe he'll turn around and get on the right side of this trade, because I'm afraid too many people are going to follow his advice and lose a lot of money. You got to understand what's really going on. And once you understand this, you know how it's going to play out. You got
to
get your money.
Okay. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old, because I am kind of when it comes to this sometimes. I mean, I get it, but I want to hear it laid out. In 4 minutes, Peter Schiff, tell me why gold and silver are going up.
Well, gold and silver, first of all, the reason that gold went down and silver went down the last few years is because everybody believed that the Fed solved our problems. Everybody believed we had a healthy economy. The Fed could raise interest rates, shrink its balance sheet. And that was wrong. The Fed didn't do anything. They just blew a bigger bubble. All of our problems were made worse. And I was saying for years, the Fed couldn't raise interest rates. They were bluffing. If they tried, they would prick the bubble and the market would tank. And that's exactly what happened when they raised rates in December.
That exactly happened.
The Fed's been backtracking. But as people figure this out, gold's going to go ballistic because everybody's going to dump the dollar. Because they only bought dollars because they thought the Fed was finished printing. They thought the Fed was going to raise rates. When they realized they can never raise rates, that they got us so hooked on this monetary heroin that we can never quit the habit, then the dollar has no place to fall. Meanwhile, the Chinese are selling, the Russians are selling, the Saudis are selling. This is going to be one of the biggest currency collapses we've ever seen. And the only place
that China, our biggest holder after the private Federal Reserve, is now accelerating the dumping, and others are. So what does that signify? I mean, if this is the race of the exits, what's the time frame, Peter?
You just got to hurry up. I mean, it's a question of when do all the people wake up? It's like Wile E. Coyote runs off the cliff. You know, when does he look down and realize he's not standing on anything? When the people who hold dollars look down and realize what they own, it's going to drop like a stone. And there's, again, it's getting more and more expensive now to get out of the dollar because the dollar keeps going down, but it hasn't collapsed yet.
Let me ask you about the Yellen Obama secret treasury meeting. They won't tell us what was about 2 weeks ago. What was that?
Well, I'm sure they're panicking. I mean, look, here's the prediction. I mean, the problem for the Fed. They don't want to admit how weak the economy is because Obama is talking about how great it is. And Hillary Clinton is running on 4 more years. So how can the Fed do more stimulus without acknowledging that the economy needs the stimulus?
Yes.
So this is the problem. And, you know, there is no solution for this. But for the investors, for individuals, You got to take action. That's my, what the point I'm trying to make is, you know, I'm working with clients now at Europe Pacific Capital, Shift Gold. People don't have a lot of time to get rid of the dollars, because when all the hedge funds that have been loading up on dollars, when they figure this out and they go to dump their dollars, there's going to be no buyers. So before that happens, people have to get out of their currency, buy your gold, buy your Swiss francs, buy your New Zealand dollars, buy your Singapore dollars. Use your U.S. dollars to buy stocks overseas.
So you really think a massive dollar correction is coming, or the death of the dollar? I mean, what?
Eventually, we're going to have to back the dollar by gold, or it's just going to be monopoly money. But in the interim, the dollar has a long way to drop before it goes into a crisis. But it's a long way down, and there's no reason to lose all that purchasing power. I mean, the big people on Wall Street who are so leveraged in favor of the dollar. You know, the losses.
That's because all their bets are in. They don't have a choice.
They're still refusing to admit they were wrong, despite all the money they're losing. Everybody is blowing up. Let me ask you this.
Could the Federal Reserve monetize all of it, as it already is monetizing like half of it? Could they just keep that fantasy land going forever?
They're going to try, because as everybody tries to dump the U.S. dollar, they're also dumping U.S. treasuries. That would send long-term interest rates up, which would crash the housing market and force the federal government to default. The Federal Reserve doesn't want that. So as people want to get out of the dollar, now the Fed has to crank up the printing presses even more.
Peter Schiff, stay there. Stay there, my friend.
It makes it worse.
Stay right there. And of course, I didn't intro the piece like this, but so far in this battle between he and, you know, our other friend, he's being proven right, because the dollar is starting to drop. People are running out of the dollar. Gold is going up. And I just... No matter what scenario we go into, we're in deep trouble. But, I mean, man, we are sitting on top of a time bomb. Get ready, folks. Get prepared. That's all I can tell you. Final segment with our guest straight ahead.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
We got Peter Schiff with us 5 minutes the next hour. And then we have David Knight taking over with all the latest breaking news, all the latest at InfoWars.com. There's more and more censorship happening on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it. It's more important than ever that everybody go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. And put in your email if you want to be able to get special alerts, videos, also promo codes. Every week we send out a code on a particular item at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 30% off specials for folks. I've never been big on email just because I never really used it. I used it for a newsletter. That was it. But from all the experts, I'm told more and more as the censorship intensifies, going low-tech internet is the way to go. So be sure you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter so we can stay in contact there no matter what happens. Peter Schiff is our guest. Peter, getting into this, how does Obamacare affect things like a wet blanket? They're saying get ready for premiums to go up again in the Associated Press. How does all these different cities saying, hey, guess what, we've taken your pension funds from the teachers' fund? I mean, you really see signs of things unraveling and the mainstream media trying to tell people everything's okay, but no one's buying it. I mean, could you argue that the depression's here, it's just not evenly distributed?
Well, we've been in the depression ever since Obama stepped into office. But look at the GDP. The GDP, we've now had three consecutive quarters of declining GDP. The last quarter, first quarter of this year, was 0.5. I believe it's lower than that. But whatever the first quarter was, I believe the quarter that we're in now, the second quarter, is going to be lower than the first quarter. So this is a recession, and Obamacare is making it a lot worse because it's layering our businesses that were already uncompetitive with even higher costs. But, you know, it's ironic that because so many businesses have had to get rid of all their full-time workers because they can't afford to employ them full-time thanks to Obamacare, that's how come the president can claim credit for all the job creation, because we had to create a lot more part-time jobs than the full-time jobs that we destroyed because of Obamacare. So there's more jobs than the president can take credit for all these jobs, but the workers who have these jobs actually earn less money because these part-time jobs don't pay as well as the jobs that they lost. So he just basically threw a drowning economy in anchor when he passed Obamacare, because we were in trouble and this made it worse.
What do you make of nearly half of millennials in a national survey last week not liking capitalism and wanting socialism? I mean, they just seem to have no sense.
Well, you know, no wonder they don't like capitalism, because, you know, we don't have capitalism. We call what we have capitalism, but it's not. What we have is a disgrace. It's corporatism, it's cronyism, it's fascism, whatever you want to call it. But don't call it capitalism, because that's not what we have. But, of course, if we actually went full socialism, I mean, it would be even worse. I mean, the problem with our economy is all the socialist policies that have crept into it over the years. That's what's corrupted it. It's whatever remains of capitalism is all we've got going.
How far is the Dow going to go down before this is over?
Well, I don't know. It all depends on the Fed. It all depends on when the Fed comes clean, how much stimulus they do, when they apply it. But, you know, the earnings aren't there. The corporate earnings keep falling. U.S. stocks are expensive, and we're in recession. There's no real reason for the stock market to go up, but there's a big reason for the dollar to go down. And if the dollar is collapsing, people are looking for safe havens. And some people look at the stock market, but there's better safe havens.
So is the stock market the final bubble? Sure. Is the stock market the final bubble?
No, I don't think the stock market is the real bubble. I think the big bubble is the dollar, the bond market, which is really an IOU, dollars in the future. That is the much bigger
bubble. Sure. What about derivatives?
Well, I mean, derivatives on what? It depends on what you're talking about. But yes, there's all sorts of credit that has been extended. There's all sorts of counterparty risk inherent in those derivatives. But, you know, the real blow up is look at all these bonds that are yielding zero or negative rates all around the world. Everybody believes there's no inflation, and everybody thinks inflation is a good thing. Meanwhile, we've got inflation. It's a bad thing. It's going to get a lot worse. And when the central banks around the world have to slam on the brakes And when the Fed can't slam on the brakes because we have too much debt, that's when you're going to see all the air come out of this.
Back bubble. In 70 and seconds, Peter, I want to come back and talk about that. Eurofact.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Fourth hour starts now. Five more minutes with our guests, and then David Knight comes into the bullpen.